Mike is not here, I'll run the meeting, you know, what we need to accomplish today. Let's look at the roll call. I've got Ken Bukowski, Till Nosikowski, Mike Bennett, Bob Smith, and Michael Grunecker. Anyone else on the call that is missed? If not, then let's look at the agenda items. We want to look back on, from an OR vantage point, how this team worked out, I mean, in the support and in leveraging Ontology Summit 2013. And then we go on to an item to discuss Till Nosikowski's request for us as the SOOR to provide a letter of support to be a cooperation partner in his upcoming Ontolatin proposal. Then we'll do, since we have all run out of activities and events on the plan, on the drawing table, so we have to restart that and maybe map out a few things we might do in the near future. And then maybe we'll go around and do a regular team status review. If we have time, we might review again on the priority and most critical task list and continue on some discussions about strategies, tactics, action plans, and so on. And lastly, establish a regular meeting time. Since we have a few academics with us, and every semester, every quarter, we need to revisit this same question. So that's what I have on the written up draft agenda. Is there anything else people would like to add to the list of things to cover?
Sounds good.
No? Okay, if not, then let's go on to the first one. Is from our team's point of view, how well did we do in supporting and in leveraging leveraging Ontology Summit 2013. Rather than speaking out loud, I am putting this down on the chat, so maybe we'll give everyone a couple of minutes to post at least the top thoughts, the top one or two thoughts that comes to mind, and then we can discuss that a little. That way we'll have it documented first, and then we could maybe intuitively get something out of these thoughts. So please post one or two thoughts on this retrospect, how well or how badly or what insights did we gain through, let's say, stopping OR and supporting Ontology Summit in the probably in the last 4 months, almost 5 months. Okay. Bob is still writing. So let us know when you're done, Bob, then we can go around with everyone sort of in that order talking over what they thought about. Thanks, Bob. So Michael, you first.
Well, I just thought that the projects in the hackathons really dovetailed well with the work that was going on within OOR. So from an implementation perspective, I thought the hackathons were a great way of kind of just getting the ball rolling a little better in terms of implementation issues. It might be something we want to think about in just OOR terms, making a big deal about having something maybe in the fall. You know, outside of any other initiative, having an OOR hackathon to help, again, kind of keep things moving.
Great. Mike?
Yes, hi. So I thought, I'm kind of thinking out loud with my comments, but we found a lot of useful stuff, both in the presentations and the hackathons, on the use of ontology evaluation tools like OOR and OQuery and so on, and of course the existing literature on the use of ontotene and things like that, and how we fit that all into a ontology development methodology. So I'm kind of wondering, in terms of the OOR, are there some aspects of methodology that are worth considering from a gatekeeping point of view, or, you know, what ontologies are integrated, or you know, what tests have been done on them and so on. I don't know, but I think it's worth looking at that stuff. I thought we had some very valuable outcome from the summit from that perspective, so I think we should look at that.
Your hackathon project really touched upon most of the methodologies that were that we showcased, which is good. And it's unfortunate that only a few people participated, so not everyone gains a full perspective from that. But yes, I agree.
Actually, we should try and publish something or feed into some joint publication with the rest of the participants from the summit, maybe.
If you do the whole session, whole 1.5, 2 hour session to walk people through what has been done and discuss what could be formally incorporated, I mean, either in OOR or in some formal process.
Absolutely. And my other comment was, I was just thinking back to some of the TRAC-C presentations, particularly Chris Partridge and Barry Smith, who both described the kind of quality considerations around what upper ontologies or mid-level ontologies a given ontology makes commitment to, and how, in fact, similar to the thread that's going on Ontological Forum at the moment, all the considerations around what ontologies integrate with what other ontologies and how you deal with those high-level abstractions and what the ontological commitments are that different ontologies have made. I think that's a vital area to think about in OOR if we go beyond simply a syntactical hosting kind of perspective and think about the interoperability of ontologies. I think some of those presentations on TRAC-C will provide some very valuable guidelines on that.
Yeah. Fantastic. Okay, my turn. I think the hackathon was great. Up to now, it's almost mostly talk, but the hackathon actually drove us to do some way overdue real work. My second comment was we had plans to possibly incorporate OOPS as a surface for the OOR sandbox. It would have not been very difficult, except that we never got around to doing it, partly because Ken was involved in multiple projects and also some personal commitments that conflicted with the hackathon day. But I think we should go up, we should finish that up, and hopefully even maybe using some of the new agreed API during the HC07, which Phil will probably talk about. And I think all in all, I mean, again, if one single thing has been significant, that's the hackathon. And I agree with Michael and would follow his line of thought and would even carve out possibilities of, let's say, in our regular monthly routine, maybe we should do one planning meeting, a couple of discussion sessions, maybe one hackathon session, that as a sort of an alternative to Michael's OOR hackathon. Maybe we do regular working sessions. that's a thought that when we talk about event planning, we could revisit this later in this session. Phil?
Yeah, so for me it was very interesting to really see what is out there. So I really didn't know many things, including the OOP servers and several ontologies and several projects and services that exist there, and it was really valuable information during all these sessions. And then, of course, the hackathon was really nice to discuss the OR API and to have this Google Doc document and to make some progress there. And so, we should continue this somehow, I think. And we will also in the OntoHub project implement things. And, I think that for me, this was the most important thing. But also to see that the whole community as a whole is discussing so many things and making also some progress as a whole.
Fantastic. Ken?
Yeah, I feel the that hackathon was really quite an advance. It made a big difference, and that we really should plan on having more of them. For each one, though, I think we should have a specific set of deliverables that were, you know, would be, you know, doable in that period. So just like the 1 or 2 day hackathon period, and not try to just make it a brainstorming session. So that's what really I think was great about the HC07 is that we had specific objectives and we actually accomplished a lot. So I think we should really try to, you know, repeat that. And we don't have to wait until the fall. I mean, it's certainly possible to do things in the summer.
Right. Especially, I mean, if it's not sort of summit related, but it's OR related or just
right.
General, I mean, specific project related. I mean, we could have ontology based standards hackathon,
mm-hmm.
or whatever series or whatever initiative. I mean, we could hack it.
So, Mike, concerning what Mike Bennett mentioned, that those would be good examples of objectives we could put into one of these hackathon sessions. So I think that could be a real way to make progress on, for example, you know, incorporating upper ontologies into the OOR, something that we really do not do at this point. So, okay, so I think, that was my idea. Peter?
Continue to capture, additional thoughts onto the chat, everyone, please. So, Bob Smith.
Yeah, I was very, very impressed with the two hackathons I participated in, briefly with Mike and mostly with Amanda. As a footnote, I was recovering from walking pneumonia. I was not always able to see and hear all that was going on, but I found the experience most useful. My particular bias is the billions of dollars that are getting wasted in construction without a coherent ontology for exchanging information. As you know, architects deliver a lot of product. It then gets turned over to engineers that start all over again from ground zero, developing lots of expensive taxonomies, drawings that get basically lost in the handoff to building owners. So there's a lot of NIST studies on just how bad that problem is. And of course, there's some group of people within the Building Information Modeling Standards community that are looking at modules and ontology, and some are even looking at OOR concepts and ideals down the road. Looks like 2016 could be a breakthrough year, 2.5-3 years down the road. And I think it would be very useful to see how Mike Bennett's FIBO, the Financial Industry Business Ontology, where the front end of any construction project, the feasibility and the financing, and all those contractual terms that lawyers get rich off of, offer just a huge opportunity to clarify the definitions, the terms, and to stick together and to connect lots more dots. So I was impressed with some of the aspects of the hackathon. In Amanda's group, as well as she tried to manage it, there were a couple of meltdowns as people with widely different perceptions did emotional battle. So there ought to be a take five or some kind of social contract that's reasonably explicit about how you deal with radical conflicts and differences in points of view. But the graphics within the Google Docs, while pretty crude, allowed us to produce huge numbers of I think, relevant graphics illustrating and demonstrating how that process can effectively unfold as you take large numbers of core documents and try to synthesize the semantics and the meaning and the appropriateness. So I say, let's do it.
Thank you. That's encouraging. So it looks like mostly positive feedbacks and impressions in Hackathon 1. The Hackathon 1, the summit prize.
Thank you. Thanks. And to Bob's point, there's a lot of terms at a technical level in construction loans which sound like they'll fit in with building management terms, and that's something we're going to start looking at over the coming months, is standardizing on the semantics of building type of terms, and we would want to incorporate existing formal ontology. So this is a very interesting space with this whole thing of ontology, interoperability, and so on.
And I like how Dennis Wasky is dealing with this at the Semtech Forum in San Francisco,
right,
June 25th.
That's right.
That's intriguing. I wonder if we could do something similar to that next year, Peter.
Similar to what?
Mike Bennett can probably do a better job, but Dennis Wisnowski is kind of a FIBO cheerleader or strategist, I guess, better than cheerleader. And they carved out two-day sessions to encourage, by invitation, participants in the banking sector who have an interest in ontologies to basically look at the product, the FIBO framework, and the integration of that industry-wide. Was that a decent summary, Mike?
So, yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah. So your suggestion is we consider also to carve out maybe some time slot and co-locate some function with Semtech for Semtech Biz. Is that the suggestion?
Right.
Okay. So, sounds like a good idea. Could you capture that onto the chat as well? Yeah, I think that this probably would be something that could be brought up tomorrow, since we're talking OR now. Tomorrow is when we are talking about the summit. In this definitely could be addressed tomorrow.
You mean Thursday?
Yeah, not tomorrow. Yeah, Thursday.
Yeah.
Why do I keep on thinking Wednesday? I even sent it out as an invitation until Terry Longstreth called me. Okay, any further thoughts? If not, we will move on to the next agenda item to discuss a request from Phil Mosikowski. First of all, I should apologize to Phil because he brought that up in the middle of the summit, and he was very courteous, and he know we are all tied up, and he said, let's do it after the summit. And not knowing, we weren't able to meet until like 3 weeks after the summit, so it's long delayed. So I definitely want to come to a conclusion today. But before we do that, maybe Phil can give us a brief overview of what you're planning, what you want from us. As far as I'm concerned, I'm very supportive. Tell us how best to support you.
Yeah, so it's not that problematic with the delay, because anyway, we have now 9 different support letters, and that would be the remaining one, and then we can send off the proposal.
Okay.
Yeah, so
we are holding off your proposal. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, no problem. So, Ontoletten is a research grant proposal that Florian Rabe from Jacobs University in Bremen and myself will be proposing to the National German Research Foundation. And we basically have three main parts. The first part is to develop a logical framework for ontology languages and ontology language translations. And maybe you have heard of the distributed ontology language developed in the Onto-IOP ISO standard. And prominent examples that will be used there are OWL and Common Logic, but also RIF or UML or F-Logic. So we will have several languages and also translations between them. And the novelty in Ontoletten is that we can actually formalize these languages and translations in a declarative way, in a logical framework, so that they are documented, fully formally documented, and also machine executable, for example, the translations. And using this, then we will continue the development of the OntoHub repository. And OntoHub is an effort to implement the OOR architecture in a running system, and currently OntoHub is not as distributed and decoupled into services as the OOR architecture prescribes, but in the hackathon we have discussed ways to change this and to make it more decoupled and more follow the OR architecture. And of course we need resources to implement all this and to make all this work, and also to build the necessary theory around it. And that's exactly what this project is for. We apply for 2 full research positions for 3 years, and then would have the necessary manpower to do all this. And we are now collecting letters of support, which basically just state Ontoletten is an interesting proposal, and we are willing to cooperate. We endorse that this proposal is valuable, There's no commitment with this support letter. It's just stating an intention to cooperate. And then in the course of the project, which will run for 3 years, we will just see what comes out there and what are the corporations, maybe joint papers. But that's all without any commitment. Okay, that's basically it for now. If you have questions, I'm happy to answer.
Sounds good. I have one question. I don't think you would mind if we say AutoHub being a part of the global OOR network, and it is just great that we are here to sort of provide our support. Would that be okay?
Yeah, of course, of course.
Yes. Other questions? Clarifications? If not,
Phil, can I ask?
Yeah, sure.
What form do you want these letters of support? Would you like them on letterhead from an institution or something like that?
Yeah, that would be good. I also have example letters. For example, also Michael sent some letter from his institution. I'm not sure what the right institution for OOR would be. I'm not sure, but
yeah, we have the OOR logo, and we have written these letters before. Usually, since Mike Dean, Leo Obers, and I were co-conveners of OOR, we usually send that out. Mike and I will sign it, mentioning that Leo could not sign it because he is in a federally funded research and development organization, what they call the SFRDC, here in the U.S. So I'm asking Leo, since this is the EU, whether he's still constrained, but I'll find out today or tomorrow. Ken has also sent out letters like this before on behalf of OR as well. So as long as, I mean, we agreed at a meeting that we would proceed, then most of us who are core people could represent and write that letter. Yeah. So Mike and I and Leo will write that letter with the OR logo on it for you.
Yeah, great. Many thanks.
Yeah. And Ken is probably offering Northeastern or something. Will you, or just close?
Yeah, I could write one on Northeastern letterhead as well. So.
Yeah, great. That would be great. I have already sent two sample letters from other people to Peter just to get an inspiration.
Thank you.
That's good.
Yeah, but we've written these letters. I mean, as usual, I mean, people writing proposals would do it. I mean, but I mean, at least why I could write this because I needed this meeting at least so that it's not just I, but the team that agreed to provide the letter. So if there's no objection, I would say we unanimously agreed to provide to and the Ontolectin proposal with a support letter. And Mike and I will proceed to get that done quickly, like today or tomorrow. Okay. Next item would be sessions and event planning. So we already have several people that are champions of different things, like Michael is a champion of metadata and standards-related things. Ken and Todd is on architecture. Ken has been on API. I guess now it could be can and kill. What else do we have? Mike Dean is generally championing code development, but probably Mike Dean and Ken and Till, now that Till has come into the fold with splendid work from the hackathon. And Mike Dean and I, possibly Ken, have also been championing like infrastructure side of things. So anyone has sessions they have, they want to float within the next, let's say, 4 to 6 weeks, the calendar is wide open. Although, as I mentioned, if we are talking about Tuesdays, then June 4th, there's a FIBO meeting, and I will be at the FIBO meeting. I'm sure Mike Bennett will be. I don't know if others would be.
Mm-hmm.
And then June 11th, there's another FIBO meeting, and right after that, a Common Logic meeting. Unless we put the OR meeting at an hour that's before or after these two, otherwise sort of the prime time that would fit both Europe and the U.S. are already taken. Then it comes to the 18th and the 25th and then the month of July. Personally, I have, I mean, I'm sending around, sort of, request letters at least to some of the people who are, who are intimately involved to see if we can get together a, Qomos meeting. Qomos obviously is not quite OR related, but it's ontology based standards related, I mean, in a big way. And Ted Hayes and I have committed to ourselves to revive that, Oasis Qomos TC, and, Ed Bachmeyer is willing to help, but NIST is stopping him from helping. And so we want to reverse the NIST decision to get NIST to help. And for that, we need outside, support. And so far we have solicited support from NASA, NSF, and possibly DOD, to write to the NIST director, so that they could reopen the case and provide support. So I wanted to call a meeting on to people who are interested in sort of the revival of Qomos sometime next week. My first, sort of date that I'm bouncing with the few people, like Pat Hayes, Ed Bachmeyer, the NASA people, Jerry Smith from DISA, and so on, is next Thursday, the 30th. So that's the only thing I have in mind that is sort of tangentially related, not even directly related. So other thoughts?
Mike, earlier when we were going through the kind of impressions of the summit, you're kind of talking about the relationships between ontologies that kind of arose, or you thought kind of topics that arose like that out of the summit. Could you elaborate that a bit more? Because we could, you know, maybe have a session where we try to kind of come to consensus among us about what that, how we would do that within OOR.
Right. Yes, again, thinking out loud in terms of, we have, the two aspects of ontology, integration and interoperability. There's the technical side, the ontology repository, being able to upload and find ontologies and look for terms and so on. And then there's the more, if you like, the more semantic side. There are what are the common meanings, what are the shared meanings, what abstractions do different ontologies use or draw from, or which terms in one ontology are compatible with which terms in another ontology, and so on. So I think there's a whole kind of science around that, which we've talked in the past about, that may or may not be something that OOR starts to embrace, as well as the more technical aspects of it. And if so, I think some of the comments from particularly Barry Smith and Chris Partridge on the TRAC-C first session, and a lot of what John Serra says in the ontology forum, Ontolog forum mail list as well, are all things that we may or may not want to think about. And if we do, it's an area that I have a lot of interest in.
Because like one of the things that I guess we emphasize in Calore is all those relationships, and so being in the repository is more than just kind of sitting around in a listing, but you actually have to actively identify how one ontology is related to a whole set of others, and it's something I'd say part of the idea behind the OntoIOP project with the Dole language. I'm wondering maybe if that what we could do is maybe have a session where we brought together some test cases and maybe looked at Dole as a way of, is it sufficient to capture these relationships? What are the relationships that we want to have? Maybe not quite like that. I'm not going to glorify it with the name of a hackathon, but kind of going through some test cases like this, so you could move. You proposed some that arose out of some of the panel discussions in Track C, so we could revisit those, but we could also maybe propose some new ones. And then the idea being that this would be something that we would want to kind of formally have as part of OOR.
Yeah, I think that would be a great idea. It's something that when FIBO, when I first started, I identified a lot of abstractions which we would like to replace with ones that come from real standards. We're looking more to standard bodies as the communities of expertise in terms of the meanings of concepts, but we also want to align with the abstractions in Calore and Dolce and the other leading upper ontologies. And as we've been recently moving the bulk of our ontology content from the kind of UML-based ontology metamodel tooling into RDF OWL and starting to look more closely at some of the existing OWL ontologies, particularly in the OMG ecosystem. So it's really tying together that end of things, interoperability to common reusable sets of concepts like identification terms and country terms and those kind of things. And at the other end, being able to take terms in technical models like the loan models that I mentioned earlier, and linking those to a common set of interoperable ontologies with compatible meanings, not just using SCOS to say it's narrower or broader or OWL equivalent classes, but really get down and understand the meanings and the abstractions and so on, and be able to provide formal business expression of loan-related and construction-related terms and things like that, so that the terms we refer to in construction loans and the terms that people in completely unconnected industries refer to can all be seen to be compatible by virtue of how they relate to the common abstractions and the existing semantic industry standards.
So do you think the work in FIBO would be well developed enough, or should we, just picking up on your idea, maybe a first step would be to maybe take a look at what ontologies people have already populated some of the OR instances with, played around with them, use them as a way of identifying what relationships we need, and then, you know, kind of going from there and then moving on to FIBO? Or do you think we could jump right to FIBO and use it as a test case?
I think as a test case is a good way of putting it. I think ultimately FIBO needs to be a client of this kind of work, but in order to define concepts as semantically as possible, FIBO does have a very well-developed set of abstractions, which we explicitly would like to replace with ones that actually come from existing industries rather than our own made-up stuff, although we may end up keeping a lot of our own stuff around contracts and commitments and things, and where we've already done some good work with the REA ontology folks, for example. So we have, if you like, the test cases and the requirements and the raw material of like a first cut of what we're trying to do, and you know, how can we do it in a more standardized way,
mm-hmm.
Be good citizens of that ontology ecosystem.
So we could maybe do this as a little bit of a workshop then, I'm thinking.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Now that you're mentioning REA, do you know if they are already totally mapped to Sumo?
No, I don't believe they are. What we've done with REA is we've looked at the high-level abstractions of like commitments and events and so on, link those to our broad upper ontology partitions that are based around John Sloa's, you know, independent relative mediating thing, for example, in order to provide higher levels of abstraction that we can then use to cross-link to things like double entry bookkeeping terms in XBRL and so on. But there's not been any mention of any alignment with
you should look into that. I think Beetle was working on that a few years back.
And
Bill McCarthy even did make a presentation about it somewhere. I forgot, you know, maybe even on to Lock. But as you know, I mean, Bill McCarthy is still in touch. We just got his communique endorsement.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, he's been very involved in the work that we've been doing. I know that Guido did a RDFL rendition of REA a couple of years back, but Bill hasn't mentioned anything about existing upper ontology commitments as such. So I'll have a chat with him next time we speak.
Yeah, they did work with Adam Peace a while back, I mean, probably in the 2003-2004 time frame.
Right, interesting.
It's way back, yeah.
Yeah, I'll have a chat with Bill and find out more about that.
Are you expecting him at the Semtech, this meeting?
I'm not sure. I've been a bit out of the loop in terms of who's coming and so on, because I've been keeping my head down doing this work on the standard submission, but I do hope he can come. We've been doing a series of calls on you know, just getting the foundational terms in FIBO for REA that we can then use in our derivatives work and so on. And we sort of put that on hold for the last few months while we've been working on the initial business entities submission, but I want to restart that work more or less now. I don't know if, submitted our first draft, because we need to get that work completed. So there's been, you know, the last few months we've been focused more on the RDFL and the technical side of things, and we need to get back to the business semantic side of things and make sure that's all in shape.
Let's not divert, but going back to Michael's proposal on the workshop or virtual session, So do the two of you, would the two of you want to pick a date to do something like that?
I definitely want to do it. I'm just trying to think what my calendar looks like.
I'm just looking at it too.
I guess we have the flexibility of Tuesdays, which are OOR days, and Thursdays, which are ontolog days. If one is providing a constraint, consider the other.
Right. Yeah, I mean, if we can do something maybe in a month or so when I've had a chance to get back in the frame with Bill's work.
After San Francisco, right?
San Francisco, maybe after Berlin, which is a couple of weeks after that, which is the next OMG meeting. So
when would that, because my end of June is getting really busy.
Oh.
When would you be, when was after Berlin?
The week of the 24th of June is very clear for me.
I'm not available
the entire week. Right. I was trying to say before Berlin, it's just that I know there's going to be a lot of touring and throwing on the OMG
special
work between now and then. So I literally just sent our specification proposal in this morning, so I haven't really had a chance to think of anything else for some months now. July is good, but I guess do people normally take July off? Or
No, July's good for me.
Oh, well, let's do something the first week of July then.
Yeah, July 2nd would be okay.
Yeah. That works for me.
So you want a Tuesday or a Thursday?
Thursday is July 4th, so I don't think you guys would be there.
No,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a place.
Oh, July 2nd could work.
Yeah. Well, July 2nd works for me.
Okay, good. When you could set a title and then give me a title, I'll book that date.
Well, so I guess it would be part of the metadata series, and let's see. About ontology, metadata for FIBO and related ontologies.
Mm-hmm. July 2nd?
Yeah.
Whatever time we arrive at as a regular time, this will be it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. All right, we've got one. Anybody else who are running regular workshops? Maybe following up on the other discussion about maybe every month picking a date to do coding or hackathon type work, I mean real dirty work. So you're so good with this. I mean, would you and maybe Ken co-champion that as a series and maybe every month pick a date and pick something to do?
Okay, yeah.
Ken?
Yeah, I think it would be good to follow up on the hackathon.
Mm-hmm.
What's a good date for you, Bill?
Yeah, so if we want to do it monthly, it would be good to have a certain day of the week, say something like every first Thursday in the month or every first Tuesday or whatever.
Now, usually we carve out the first Tuesday of every month as a sort of planning meeting, team meeting. I mean,
yeah. Say every second Tuesday.
Okay, I'll let you pick second Tuesday.
Second Tuesday, what time of day? It would have to be earlier so you could be there, right?
Yeah, for me it would be great to be 1 hour earlier than the present call, if this is possible. I know that's very early in California.
No, early is not a problem for me. I mean, I've done much worse.
Okay, yeah. And that goes on to a
problem for me either. I'm usually up 2 hours earlier than that.
Yeah. So maybe since timing is going to be an issue, let's delay the time until the end, since, I mean, this involves everyone and every activity. Once we lock in the time, we hope core people of this team will try to reschedule their other things around this date and not, and of course if you're teaching, we'll schedule around you, but otherwise, let's try to do that. So you have second Tuesday of every month. So you want to call up a first thing to do and pick a date?
So the second Tuesday?
June 11th?
Yeah, it's actually, yeah. June 11th, yeah, that sounds good.
June 11th is way too crowded already, as I mentioned. There's a FIBO meeting it's a Pacific time. There's a FIBO meeting at 7, and there's a Common Logic meeting.
Yeah, Common Logic, yeah.
There's a FIBO.
What about June 18th?
7,
then
yeah.
Go to third Tuesdays in the month.
From now on or just this month?
Why not from
you
now on?
You can go back to second.
Yeah, I don't care whether it's second or third. So.
Third is fine. Third is actually a little better for me.
Ah,
okay.
Great.
So you have the third Tuesdays.
Yeah, third is. It actually has fewer conflicts.
Okay. So your first one coming up would be June the 18th. So, okay, can you give it a title?
I think OR API. Would this be okay? Or
continue on the API work.
Or OR and onto Hub API.
Do you want OOPS to be involved?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, maybe. But I think the API, so with OOPS, I think it's your decision. From my point of view, we have some useful API with OOPS, and there are other corners which need more discussion. But
let's focus on
OOR
and OnTop API.
Okay.
OR and OnTop API.
Mm-hmm.
And this will be Tuesday, 3/06/18. All right. Anything else? Architecture, infrastructure, strategy. Maybe we should do a strategy meeting. Yeah, I actually do want to revisit strategy. So if no one takes on, maybe we should do how about 25th we do strategy. And since you guys the metadata people took up July 2nd already, which is the first Tuesday, then we'll make that the strategy meeting as well as the monthly meeting. Okay. Yep. Oh, yeah, I do want to revisit strategy. So, Ken, do you still want to do an architecture? Is there anything new, or maybe this one API is sort of?
There's nothing new in architecture at the moment.
Yeah, until we really write some code to implement that. Okay, yeah, that's good. So that actually gives us a few things to do already. 28th, right? June 25th. Okay, so we've got our event planning out of the way. Critical, the team review, status review. So if people look at the session page and go to purple number 3SNM. I just pasted the link. Maybe we'll just go down the list. Sandbox, we have some improvement. I mean, we have a little bit of instability in the sandbox for a little bit. It was down for a while. Now everything is up in the sandbox. And the SOCOP OR both has a step. They're both running out of my home office for now, which I do want to move to the data center soon enough. But it's still there, but it's very stable. So nothing much has happened. Not much content has been updated in there either. Xinye and I have been talking about possibly running a test instance on AWS on the Amazon cloud. We are still thinking through that because it will very soon involve some out-of-pocket cost, which means it will be seriously challenged if we are not getting funded once we move outside of the infrastructure that we are already regularly paying for. So, but I think to the AWS is good because BioPortal now is releasing the images both as a VM where, or something neutral, VM image as well as an AWS image. So incorporating the new image updates would be easier if people were running it on the Amazon cloud. So that's my status report. Code repository that's managed by, Mike, since he's not here, so let's skip that. NCBO, we've already slipped on a couple of updates, so we are probably like two versions behind in our implementation. So just so people know. So, NEU, gatekeeper. Ken?
We'd like to get back to that. And in fact, that relates to the API issue. We need to incorporate, get an API for that and then incorporate that into the instance. That could be one of the topics at the API issue, at the API session.
Yeah, since this has always, I mean, at least in my mind, always be the stumbling block, the gating item towards our going production on OR. That's why we've always, we only have OR sandbox and we don't have an OR production, repository. So maybe in your next session, can you incorporate, gatekeeper into the agenda as well?
Is that okay, Till?
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Great. I will put that down. Let me capture this. All right. Raytheon, BBN, Federation, that's Mike Dean, he's not here, but Federation,
Peter, I actually just joined.
Oh, you joined? Good.
I just did, yeah, they just brought me back the procedure here, so I thought I would call in for at least the last couple of minutes.
Fantastic. We're going through, are you on the chat? If you want to text, then you can see where you are.
I can't easily. I'm still in the hospital. I can't really easily get on the text.
Okay. So thanks for taking the time. We are going through the member status review, and we're just going down the list. We skipped one item earlier about the code repository. I mean, just status report. What's happening to the code repository for OR, which you are running?
I'm trying to remember. I think we set up the repository on Summer Central, right? So it's available for use.
Yes, Summer Central, yeah.
Right.
So nothing, essentially nothing new is happening
nothing
there?
Nothing new about it, no.
Mm.
So I believe, Ken, I think you've uploaded some things there. And we're tied.
Okay, then any progress in terms of federation, which
no.
I have listed under your jurisdiction. I was just about to ask, Till, are you or do you have plans to work on federation? Because that's one of the things you mentioned that you're not doing. I assume that's part of your Ontolatin proposal.
Yeah, that's true. In Ontolatin, we say that we don't do it, although I'm not sure. There is some diploma student, and I hope that I can convince him to do federation. So, because I think it's possible this soon. But so this is not decided yet.
Okay. So
we have...
Go ahead.
So Protege includes some basic capability to copy over instances from one repository to another when you install, and I think keeps them in sync. It's not really a full federation capability, but there are some mechanisms there. I fear that the patches that we made a while ago have probably drifted enough from the current bioportal that they could be useful in design, but probably wouldn't be easy to apply again directly.
So maybe should we schedule a session to talk about federation? Is federation of importance to your work, or is it is just a side? I mean, a distraction or a side thing, and it's not a key focus.
Well, there's nothing else I have that's really driving. Well,
I actually was asking Till.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. No, I'm living, but I'll come back to you soon enough.
Yeah, as I said, so it would be good to have it, but we are not sure whether we have someone working on it.
Okay. Yeah. Let's have Mike continue to champion the federation work, and if you start thinking of working that way, try to coordinate with Mike Dean then.
Yeah, I'm also happy to join in there.
Yeah, and for Mike's reference, this is an important decision. In addition to the regular sort of series, like metadata, architecture, and so on, we've added a series called the Hackathon series onto regular OOR things to do. And Till and Ken will be championing that, at least scheduling dates and so on. So hopefully maybe every month or every month and a half or so, we'll schedule one of those sessions. Yeah, hackathon actually every month, and they've even taken up the third Tuesday of every month so far. So one of these days, I mean, we should schedule federation in there. Maybe
okay.
We might so even want to schedule.
You're suggesting us do hackathons on Tuesday?
Yes. A hackathon, the hackathon series is, I mean, some doing some real work or at least working on something real. I don't know. I probably, 2 hours is probably not enough to do anything substantial, but
right.
maybe at least, I mean, we carve out the time to work these things or plan it out and plan it out enough so that we can get a few people together over the weekend and do it or something.
Okay. Okay.
But I think we're in good hands with Till and Ken.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
you're joining that that team would definitely be most desirable.
Okay.
So maybe one of these days we should fit Federation in there.
At some point,
Gatekeeper being the most important, because without that we don't have production, and the next major thing, if we could do Federation, then that would be real differentiation for OOR. And we start to look different from BioPortal. Otherwise everybody would just say this is another instance of BioPortal. And we are. Okay, going down the list, OntoHop. Till, anything addition to?
Oh, or do you want to I'm going next.
Oh, sorry. Kalori, yes. Sorry.
So we're in the midst of a restructuring of Kalori. So the basic building block in Kalori is the notion of a hierarchy. And in the current way we have things organized, there's a kind of breakdown, a division between the core hierarchies and the complex ones. And there's a separate hierarchy, a set of directories dealing with verification. And we're flattening it all out so that every hierarchy corresponds to a unique directory within the repository, and also incorporating the verification directories directly with the hierarchies. And also adding URIs for all of the ontology names. So there's the basic head is going to be kalori.oor.net, and then it would be, say, /hierarchy name, then /ontology name will be the naming convention we're using for all the ontologies for their URIs. So we're about halfway through this, hope to be done by the beginning of next week.
Beginning of when?
Next week.
You have it done by next week? Wow.
Yes.
This is great. Yeah, can you capture something on the chat?
Yeah,
I mean, this is exciting.
Yeah, we have about 1,100 ontologies to go through, so it'll take a week.
Yeah. And oh, by the way, if you could have URIs that is anchored with the term search term, then we could have a very interesting user interface that would help bring that up. I've shown that to several people, and we actually meant to get that into the hackathon, which unfortunately we didn't manage, but this is eventually going to happen. I'm still working in the background with the people at Liquid. I mean, there's a company called Liquid that provides that interface that is open sourcing their code. And I've been working with them. I just got new code yesterday, and I need to test that and so on. So it could be a very interesting user interface. The guy I'm working on, I mean, it's in my books, and the best UI person I've ever met. I mean, it's just fantastic.
So what are you suggesting we incorporate?
No, just make everything available in the URI with the term at the end. And that would be good enough.
Yeah, can you give me an example? I'm not sure how that's different from what we're doing anyways.
No, it's not different. I mean, you're probably already doing it.
Okay.
Yeah, you're already doing it.
Michael, okay. Just to check, I assume the URIs will be resolvable. So if you do an HTTP GET, you'll get something useful back about it.
Yeah, it would be that. Yeah, it would lead to the actual axioms. Yeah. Well, so it's going to be clory.or.net, and that's the header. And then I say then there's the hierarchy name followed by the ontology name, and we want that to be able to kind of map into the directory structure of the Google Code site.
Okay. Okay. Now,
what
how about below that
item?
In terms of individual terms?
Right now, the terms will not have URIs.
Okay.
Because this is maybe another bigger discussion, but as far as we're concerned, I mean, the meaning of the terms is in the axioms, and so it always has to be contextualized that way. If you have a time ontology with the term before, technically, before has a different meaning in each of the ontologies in the same hierarchy because they're non-conservative extensions of each other. So in one,
they're technically below the ontology directory structure, basically.
Yeah, but the idea would be that if you can import another ontology and it's using, say, the same, you know, like a time ontology using the before relation, but what you're doing in that ontology is adding new axioms. And so it's not clear if you have a separate URI for before, it really doesn't mean the same thing because it'll have different models.
Well, in our context, we'd actually use the URI for the imported term, not have a new term in the ontology.
Yeah, I think this is maybe something that will be a topic of one of our upcoming sessions, I think, with the one that we were proposing with Mike Bennett. I mean, using FIBO as a kind of way of looking at what ontology metadata we need to have for relationships between ontologies.
Mm-hmm. And certainly as you look at linked data, I mean, basically being able to go down as fine-grained as possible, which I assume is the term here.
It would be, but like I said, I think there's some other issues that pop up.
I see. Uh-huh. Okay.
But yeah, give me some time to articulate that.
Okay. I suppose just while you're thinking about it, and I should know, but does common logic have a way of associating a label with an individual axiom?
Right now, it's not clear. I think the answer would be no.
Okay, because I could imagine, you know, just in terms of people who are discussing things, being able to say, you know, I disagree with A1 or something like that, or, you know, possibly being able eventually to do maybe some conflict resolution and things like that.
Yeah,
by referring to axioms.
Yeah, that is one of the proposals that's in the current revision. So there's a project going on right now for the second edition of Common Logic, and that is one of the issues that has been raised, one of the open issues adding URIs to axioms is something definitely that we would want to be able to do, yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so, Michael, I sort of posted a sort of example.
Okay, great.
URI with the term at the end. Because the UI is like this. If you highlight a term, then it can do things, I mean, with the URI.
Right.
Sort of bring up the term, whether it's sending you over there, putting it in a pop-up window.
Okay, that's what we're doing then, yeah.
Doing mixed things.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that we're talking about the same thing. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Great. Till it's gone.
He's gone. Oh, sorry.
No problem. But he's already told us what he's doing with OntoHub enough. Ryerson, are you in touch with I have to forgot his name. Bart.
Well, Bart is actually going to be joining my lab as a PhD student starting in September. As far as I know, he's not done any additional work on the ontology repositories in the recent past.
But would his work with you now involve anything?
It will, yes, definitely. Yeah, he's repository oriented.
So we will see him back on this team fairly soon then.
Yes.
Great. Matt Hedinger, I haven't heard from him lately. SoCop, Mike Dean and I are still on so-called meeting. And there's some recent discussion on the so-called OR. But so far, of all OR instances, the so-called OR is the one that is has some content and some meaningful content. So I wanted to talk about content again, but probably at the strategy meeting, not now. Data one, there isn't much. There was one instance when I was referring someone to Lynn Pashat about the data one DAC instance, but she was telling me that NASA isn't quite opening up the content, which started me asking her whether she could still be included in the OR network. So there's a possibility that they might not be in the OR network much anymore.
Well, we certainly had a notion architecturally of having nodes that were not open access.
Then it will not be OOR, but it's a sort of part of the Federation, an OR that is part of the network, but not OOR as in open.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, we will probably have to carve something out. And also, I remember, it's unfortunate Till is gone, because I had side conversation with both Till and Michael about your IPR policies. You remember, Michael?
I'm happy to change it, but I just wanted to clear it with Cameron Ross, who created all the initial stuff, and I haven't been able to get contact with him. Right. I suppose we could just change it, and he can contact me if he has some problems.
Yeah. Right. So yours is actually less of a problem, but still, I mean, it's good to change. Then we're totally aligned. OntoHub is on AGPL, which actually is not open code. The code is not open. So the use is open, but the code is not open. So we will probably have to address this at another team meeting. Neon, I don't think anyone is here to talk about it. Onkey, KBSI, MMI. What is MMI?
The Marine Magazine Initiative.
Oh, that's the no. That's the Marine. Yeah, the John Graydill and a few other people.
Right.
Use cases like architecture API. We've talked about metadata gatekeeping, production. Instance, SIO, that's John Sowell. We haven't heard him mentioning this much. ICOM Dairy. ICOM, Ken, you have anything that ICOM and OOR? Ken is the co-chair of the ICOM TC now, for those who aren't yet aware. So any development there that is relevant to OR?
I can't think of anything offhand. I mean, as a kind of spinoff of that was the, work on standards and ontologies.
Yeah. Probably.
And but I don't know how closely related to OR that is.
Mm. Yeah, probably not. Content drive, that's a main thing. That's what I really want to talk about, when we have a strategy meeting in Sunday.
Well, that's where this, ontology and standards comes into. This, I guess, is the content. This is a good source of content.
Right. Funding. So at least one person, Till Musikowski, is taking this to get funded. Hopefully others will do that too. So, and we have used up an hour and a half and more. So very quickly going down to the last item on on timing. I'm flexible with timing. I guess the only people who are fighting this time probably would be FIBO and Common Logic, which are both on Tuesdays. So Till just said he wanted a little earlier than this, right? He said earlier is preferable.
Yep, that's okay with me.
Yeah, I've got an 11 o'clock telecut. Sometimes runs till 12, so I'll miss the first part even with 11. May miss the first part even with 11:30 if we move it earlier. I'll miss more.
Okay, how about even earlier? Before.
I've got 10 o'clock as well.
Oh.
it's a 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock. They're both somewhat sporadic, but I shouldn't, I should plan for them.
Okay. Mike, Bennett. You mentioned two conflicts, but was it just this week or regular?
I have a couple of things on Tuesdays. There's an alternating call at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, with David Newman's Operational Ontology Proof of Concepts group. That's alternates between Mondays and Tuesdays. The EDM Council has some kind of metadata call on Tuesdays, but I don't think that's still going on. I don't have to be at that. So it's just the alternate Tuesdays that are difficult to me, but I can always get out of those, but just not on a regular basis. And that's from 11 to 12:30 Eastern or 8 to 9:30 Pacific. So after that is always good for me.
8 to 9:30. But why are you here? Why are you able to join us today?
That's every second Tuesday, David Newman's call. He alternates it between Mondays and Tuesdays, just to confuse us all. So this week it doesn't clash with this meeting because it was yesterday, and next week it would be today, and the week after it would be yesterday, and so on.
Wow. So it looks like there's no good time in the best sort of compromise is the same time today, which Mike Dean will miss the early part and Till Mosakowski will miss the end part, and Mike Bennett might miss like alternate Tuesdays. Right? So shall we just lock it in? Mm-hmm. I don't think that there is anything that we could do and changing it to a different date would probably just make it worse.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So shall we just keep it the same time then? So
that would be 11:30
Eastern. 11:30 Eastern for 1.5 hours. At least block out 1.5 hours.
Yeah, that's okay with me.
Okay. Consensus. Best compromise. Same time as today's call. It's starting 11:30 p.m. GT. I'll do the rest. So, last round. Anyone has anything additional? If not, then we meet next week. Nothing is scheduled next week as yet. Then maybe we can do our strategy next week then. Shall we do that? Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's move that up. Moving strategy. So that's it. See you all next week. Same time.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. I